In dreams you will lose your heartache. Whatever you wish for, you keep. Have faith in your dreams and someday. A dream is a wish your heart makes when you're fast and sleep. In dreams you will lose your heartache. Whatever you wish for, you keep. Have faith in your dreams, then some. The dreams that you wish will come true. Ooh.
Good morning and welcome back, Patty Peterson. Yay, it's good to have you back. Welcome to each of you here in the sanctuary and to those of you joining us online. We do have a few announcements that we would like to go through this morning before we fully step into our service. This is the final week to join the Absolute Abundance class that is on Tuesday nights and the Unity 101 class that is on Wednesday nights. So I highly encourage you to consider joining either one of those classes. They're truly transformative experiences, and you can sign up out in the Garden Court. Thursday morning, the minister's book group is studying Joel Goldsmith's book, The Art of Meditation. We are excited that next Saturday we kick off our 2017 Enlightened Leaders Program with a workshop entitled On the Path to Enlightenment. Please note that the calendar in your bulletin lists incorrectly that next Saturday is the Race, the Power of an Illusion discussion. That was yesterday. So next Saturday is the leadership workshop, and this is not just for those who are currently in leadership here at the church. This is for everyone that is interested in developing their leadership skills, and we would highly encourage you to participate if you're in leadership now or not here at the church. Lunch is included, so please be sure to sign up so that we could plan for who all will be attending that. I'd like to highlight a few things that are on the insert in your bulletin. Tickets are now available in the bookstore for our volunteer appreciation brunch. Coffee, tea, and Reverend Pat is next Sunday. It's a great opportunity to learn more about Unity and to get to know Reverend Pat. Wendy Brown Baez is offering a workshop next Sunday titled Cultivating Resiliency Through Writing. And then on the other side of the insert, we have two new programs starting that we're very excited about. One is First Wednesdays, and the First Wednesday experience will start in February with, we're calling it a talent show. It's an experience, an opportunity to experience the talents and gifts of those in this community, And we are looking for you to offer to share your gifts that evening. And you can sign up out in the garden court or, you know, talk to Lori, call the office. We'll get you signed up. We are also recruiting facilitators for our Spirit Circle weekends. These will be small groups that will connect over a meal, coffee, dessert. Each group will have its own unique way of connecting. They'll meet for 4 weeks, beginning in February and go through the middle of March. I would now like to invite Margie and David up about our chaplain program.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Each year at this time, we invite Unity members to open their hearts and minds and consider whether they wish to become a prayer chaplain.
At Unity, prayer chaplains arrive early to hold sacred space. They are available to pray with you before and after services, and each month they call Unity members to offer prayer or leave an affirmative message.
So David, why did you decide to become a prayer chaplain?
I know it's almost cliche, but I became a prayer chaplain because I felt something in my heart calling me to this service. Initially, I was apprehensive about whether I could really pray with other people. I had never done that before, but I love every prayer call I make, every person I get to connect with personally in prayer, and as our ministers say every Sunday, it is truly a blessing for me.
And my experience has been similar. The process of connecting with another in prayer touches my heart, lifts my spirits, and expands my spiritual awareness.
I've been grateful for the prayer chaplain training at our annual retreats and in our monthly meetings, and I continue to grow.
So if the thought of becoming a prayer chaplain seems like a heart-centered calling to you, we invite you to meet with David and I after the service in the meditation room. Thank you.
Thank you.
There is more information on all of the activities here at Unity in your bulletin on the flyers out in the garden court. While you're out in the garden court, you can sign up to get our Peak of the Week, which is a weekly email that we send out to help keep you informed of the activities that are going on here. If you have your electronic devices with you, now would be a great time to take them out. Check in on Facebook if you are a Facebook user. Let your friends know where you're at, that they would truly be welcome here. Then silence the devices. Give yourself and those around you the gift of this hour without the intrusion of our electronic devices. And now we give ourselves that gift of prayer as we truly join together in spiritual communion. Ah, sweet, sweet Spirit, we just take a moment and breathe into this moment, grateful for this day, this glorious day, grateful for this community, for each person here in this room, for each person joining us online. We are truly honored and blessed by each other's presence, and we give thanks. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Amen. Shall we applaud and celebrate this day? Yay. So let's join together as we do each Sunday in affirming our core values, our mission, and our vision, and you will find them printed in your bulletin or on your screen so that you can follow along with us. And we begin with our core values. Together, we are loving, transforming, welcoming, spirit-filled, prosperous, and joyful. And our vision, together, centered in spirit, we celebrate a world transformed by love, peace, and compassion. And our mission together. We are a vibrant, inclusive, prosperous spiritual community, inspiring and empowering full expression of the divine within through prayer, education, and service. I invite our On Duty Unity prayer chaplains to please stand. These individuals arrived early, and as you've heard, are here to hold sacred space, to truly support you with affirmative prayer. If you have a concern, a joy, something on your heart that you would like to have somebody hold in the highest of watch and the strictest of confidence, did I say that backwards again? I did. That's all right. I invite you to seek out an on-duty Unity prayer chaplain. They would be honored to pray with you. Thank you for your gift of service. If we could all now stand and join in singing together our opening song, Amazing. The words are in your bulletin.
With each choice each new day brings, and with every step you take, bless the progress that you make. The reason you live is found in every gift you give. Love your life, love your dreams, you will do amazing. Amazing things. Amazing, amazing. You will do amazing things. Amazing, amazing. You will do amazing. To work it out,
you don't have to work it out.
Just stay in the here and now.
Let your mind rest for a little while. Sometimes deepest answers come when you're out there having fun. So close your eyes, take a breath.
Thank you, and please be seated. You know, Unity is a path for spiritual living, and we do offer practical teachings that help us to live meaningful and healthy and prosperous lives. One of our core values here at Unity is the value of welcoming. Therefore, one of our enjoyments here is to welcome our guests, those that are streaming with us today and those that are in the sanctuary with us today. So today, if you're here for the first, second, or third time, please give us that opportunity to acknowledge your presence. We're going to do nothing drastic here. Just take your courage in your hand, calling all courage, and raise your hand as I raise my hand. Courage out there. We have courage out here. Keep your hands up, please. Keep your hands up, please. Keep your hands up, please, until our ushers get to you. That packet of information you're receiving tells you a lot about Unity Minneapolis. There's a welcoming CD enclosed. There's also a pink card. If you choose to fill out any part of that card and turn that into our book desk, we have a gift for you. The rose is a gift from our congregation so that we can easily recognize you and give you a very personal welcome. All of us important, and yet one of the most important things that said on this platform each and every Sunday morning is this, and that is, my dear friends, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, wherever that may be, you're welcome here. We welcome you, we bless you, and we behold the living presence of the divine within you. Let's appreciate these marvelous guests today. And of course, we enjoy greeting each other. We do it with a handshake, a smile, a hug, namaste. We ask before we, let's rock and roll, okay? So if you did not get a chance to hug the person, speak to the person you wanted to speak with, we invite you to join us for coffee and tea following today's service. This next song is a stand-up song. So let's stand together as we sing I Can See Clearly Now.
One more, one.
now move deeper into spirit with the reading of the daily word and the singing of the Lord's Prayer. As the usher brings down the prayer box, you're invited to mentally add your prayers to the box. Your prayers are then prayed with by our prayer ministry for 7 days, and then they are forwarded to Silent Unity, where they're prayed with for an additional 30 days. The word for today is surrender. New discoveries await when I listen to the divine and move out of my comfort zone. A boat in dry dock will never experience the waters it was built to sail upon. Likewise, I must release myself from the shores of limitation in order to fully experience the life God created for me to live. The waters of my life ahead may range from turbulent and uncharted to safe harbors and stillness. How will I know unless I go off the shore? I begin by inquiring within. Are there instances when I'm clinging to the comfortable and safe rather than moving forward? I will know when it's time to cast off, when remaining anchored to the shore becomes less comfortable than launching into the unknown. I let go, and in the words of the Karen Drucker song, let go of the shore. I float into the mystery. And Luke 5:4 tells us, put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch. The word for today is surrender.
As we now move into a time of meditation, I invite you to close your eyes. And as you close your eyes to the world around you, to turn within and to relax. To focus your awareness on your breath. And as you breathe in, take an even deeper breath and allow your body to relax even more. Allow the chair that you are sitting in to fully support you. And with your very next breath, as you breathe it in, affirm, I am blessed. Breathe it in. And as you exhale, I am a blessing. Breathe it out. I am blessed. I am a blessing. Truly know it to be true. And in this sacred space, I invite you to hear these words as the words of your heart flowing through every cell in your body. I am blessed by the rich abundance of God in countless ways. In every area of my life, I notice the handiwork of God, and I am truly grateful. As I allow God's Spirit to guide me in manifesting my dreams, I am able to navigate the events of my life with grace and ease. I am grateful for the unlimited abundance that is the source of my good as I rest in the silence. And as you continue to allow unlimited spiritual possibility to flow through every cell in your body, through every part of your being, see it flow out into this room, blessing this room, blessing each person in this room, to flow to every person in your life, blessing their lives, to this community, to this planet, to this universe. With grateful heart, we return to this space refreshed and renewed. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Amen.
When all the world
a lullaby.
Lori.
Thank you, Patty. Thank you, Lori, very much. I think we should just take the offering and go home, don't you? Let's just do that, okay? That's the hype. It's not going to happen, okay? So, oh. A woman reports her husband's disappearance to the police. Yes. They ask her for a description, and she says, he's 6 feet, 3 inches tall, well-built, with thick, curly hair. Her friend says, you must be dreaming. What are you talking about? Your husband is 5'4", bald, and has a huge belly. And she says, who wants that one back? I guess that's one way to dream. Anyway, we are in the middle of a series, and it's called Wonderful, Wonderful, Fortunate You. This is the year your dreams come true. And it's based on the poem on the front of your bulletin. And we started this series with our White Stone service. And the White Stone service was a service, a ceremony, that actually allowed Spirit to reveal through us the name that we are going to work with this year. We also talked about goal setting and the importance of goal setting that particular Sunday. And I invited you to see if there was any relationship between the goals that you wanted to achieve in your life and the name that was revealed to you with the White Stone ceremony. And then last week, we continued this series with Any Dream Will Do. Any dream will do. But have one. Have a dream. The importance of it. We talked about the importance of that often a dream begins with divine discontent. There's something inside of us that is calling us to be more, to do more, to express more. Often that something inside of us comes to us and we think someone else needs to do it. Have you noticed that? You know? Oh, just like Moses said, you know, I can't do it. I can't teach. I can't preach. And Spirit says, it will be revealed to you, God said to Moses. Often, this desire in our heart, we think sometimes that it's wrong. But the desires that have been placed in our heart is truly the desires of Spirit, wanting to be expressed only by you. That desire in your heart to be expressed by you. So there's nothing negative about having desires as long as they come and we allow these desires to come from within. Also, we talked about the importance of dreams and how they help to give focus to our life. Have you noticed that? When we have a dream, we can begin moving in the direction of that dreams. Dreams also can take us from places of brokenness to places of wholeness and to healing. It was so important for us to talk about also, if this dream comes within us, and we think that we can accomplish this dream by ourselves, then Mary Manning Morrissey says, our dream is not big enough. So be sure that that dream that is coming through you, that if you know all the steps on how you're going to do it, and you know how it's going to be achieved, the dream is not big enough. And I loved our daily word today. Thank you, Gloria, for reading that daily word today. And it was like, you know, ships are not meant to be in harbor. They are meant to be in the ocean, in the sea. And that too, so often what we want to do is we want to hold on to our dream and not necessarily step forth and begin to manifest that dream in our life. And often it's because of fear. Often it's because we don't know all of the steps. And yet we are called to step into the mystery, to step into the unknown, having faith that Spirit will reveal to us all that needs to be revealed for the manifestation of that dream, that desire. If that desire, just the fact that that desire and that dream is coming through your heart, it tells me that we have the capability of manifesting it in our life. I also talked briefly last week about the importance of having your own dream, You have a dream within you that no one else can accomplish, no one else can manifest but you. And I said that sometimes if we don't have our own dream, often we are living out someone else's dream. Isn't that special? You know? That is so special. No, I'm so codependent, let me go live out your dream instead of mine. And I certainly didn't mean that in a negative way. I mean that as we have our loved ones, of course we support them. Of course we encourage them. We applaud them. We appreciate their successes. But we don't let their dream get in the way of our dream. Now, sometimes we have to put our dream on call waiting, do we not? There's some things that come up in our life, and we know that the dream is not dead. We know it's very much alive. It's just at this point, some circumstances, I have to put it, as Chris Michaels would say, on call waiting. So often, we can become codependent in living someone else's dream. You know that old saying that sometimes you fall off a cliff and rather than your life flashing before your eyes, someone else's life flashes before your eyes. That's a true sign of caretaking. Don't misunderstand me. There's a difference between caretaking and caregiving. We give the care, but we don't have to take care of someone else. Once we do, especially when we attempt to take care of them emotionally, we are keeping them from stepping in and living their life fully. We touched on the importance of C plus B equals A. I learned that formula. It's an old New Thought formula. It's been around forever. It was first introduced to me in the mid-80s, that those things that we can conceive, which is C, those things that we can conceive in our mind, have a clear image about in our mind, and what we can believe in our heart, then we can achieve in our life. That means truly as we conceive it, we have to step into it. We have to feel that dream. Also, we must always move into the direction of our dream. We have a dream, we want it manifested. We need to move in that direction. So if we want to see a dream manifested, we have to put action to it. But I am a firm believer that first things we have to do is we have to see it and believe it so that we can achieve it. We have to see it in our mind's eye, and we have to see what it's going to look like. As Eric Butterworth would say, it is our job not to set things right, but it's our job to see things rightly. See how we want to manifest that in our own life. One of my favorite authors is Goddard Neville. Goddard Neville has written many, many books. He really, The Law and the Promise is one of my favorites. And he really writes a tremendous amount about the importance of our imagination, and how our imagination creates reality in our life and the use of imagination. In fact, he says, imagal activity creates our world and our future, although there is a delay between the imaging and the manifestation. Therefore, we have failed to notice our power thus far. We say, well, why is there such a delay in this manifestation in my life? I see it. What's happening? I think so often we forget that we have the power within us to co-create with spirit. We have something to do other than just think about it. We have to step into it and we have to live from it. He writes this, imagining is spiritual sensation. Enter into the feeling of your wish fulfilled. Through spiritual sensation, through your use of imaginal sight, sound, sense, taste, and touch, You will give to your image the sensory vividness necessary to produce that image in the outer or the shadow world. Another quote I would like to share with you from the same book. He writes, thinking of it, he's talking about the dream. Thinking of it is a confession they are not in it. Thinking from it is the proof that you are in it. Entering into the image would give substance to the image. Entering into the image would give substance to the image. There's a course that we facilitate here. It's called the 4T. I facilitated it, other ministers here as well. Stretton Smith is the author of the course. And there is an exercise in that course. Many of you have taken this course. But he reminds us in this particular lesson that the mind does not know the difference between something that is imagined and something that is real. Something that is imagined and something that is real. There was an exercise in it where he says, you are watching a screen. On that screen is a box. You open the box, and in that box is a poisonous spider. What's your feelings? And he reminds us, it's on the screen. It's on the screen. The next exercise is he says, okay, the box is now in your lap, and you are opening the box, and the poisonous spider is in your lap. You have put yourself into it. What a difference it makes in our life when we put ourselves into the dream that we want to accomplish. I don't think your dream is a poisonous spider, but I think he was trying to make a point there as well. So often, I believe that we benefit from other people's dreams. Have you? Yes. How many times in your life did you hear your parents say this, perhaps? I want your life to be better than my life. They were dreaming. They wanted to see. I can see some smiles out there. It must still be an important thing to say to children. I don't know. But it was important to me. It was important to hear that from my father, my mother, as they went about doing the best they could in raising me, wanted your life to be better than my life. Jesus also, in John, fourth chapter, the 31st verse, Jesus also shared about the importance of imagination, and he also shared the importance of reaping and sowing and reaping. Meanwhile, the disciples were urging him, Rabbi, eat something. But he said to them, I have food to eat that you do not know about. So the disciples said to one another, surely no one brought him something to eat. And Jesus said to them, My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to complete his work. Wow. His food was his dream. His dream, my dear friends, was to teach and preach that the kingdom of God is within, and the kingdom of God is love. And this dream fed him. How many times has your dream fed you? How many times have you been so excited about your dream, you could hardly wait to get to it, to do the action that was called for you to do? Jesus went on to say, do not say 4 months more, then comes the harvest. But I tell you, look around and see how the fields are white for harvesting. The fields were not white for harvesting. The fields were bare. But Jesus could look beyond that and see the fields white for harvesting. He knew that he knew that he knew. But I tell you, look around you and see how the fields are ripe for harvesting. The reaper is already receiving wages and is gathering fruit, so that the sower and the reaper may rejoice together. For here the saying holds true, one sows and another reaps. Think about that in your own life. You are sowing some things that others have reaped. I sent you to reap that for which you did not labor. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labor. Can you think of someone in your mind right now that you are so appreciative of? Someone that has made such a huge difference in your life because of their dream. And you have been able to step into that labor and experience a better life for yourself. Tomorrow, we celebrate a man that has made a huge difference personally in my life. Many of you might have lived through the civil rights in the 50s and the 60s. I did, growing up in the South. I experienced in a profound way the dream of Dr. King. And I believe that we are truly, truly reaping what he has sown. I know I have. He has paved the way for many other human rights, especially GLBTQ rights as well. Let me share with you some excerpts from his talk. It says, "Let us not wallow in the valley of despair." He could have given this talk today, could he not? "I say to you today, my friends, so even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all are created equal. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted, every hill and mountain shall be made low, and the rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I will go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out the mountains of despair, a stone of hope." He goes on to say, "With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. And if America, Dr. King, if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. So let freedom ring from the hilltops of New Hampshire. Let freedom ring from the mighty mountains of New York. Let freedom ring from the heightened Alleghenies of Pennsylvania. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring. And when this happens, and when we follow freedom's ring, we will let it ring from every village, every hamlet, from every state, every city. We will be able to speed up that day when all God's children, black men and white men, Jews, Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, we'll be able to join hands and sing in the words, the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last, thank God Almighty, free at last. I give thanks for this man that has gone before me and has personally influenced my life. And I can assure you that has influenced your life as well. So this is your assignment, if you choose to accept it. Look at that dream you have, first and foremost. Look at that dream. Be sure that dream has come from within. Be sure that dream is your dream. And it's more than just thinking about that dream. We have to put ourselves in the dream. We have to see it. We have to feel it. And that, my dear friends, helps to co-create with God. And then tomorrow, on Dr. King's celebration of his life, celebration of what he has done for me, for you, for this country, take just a few moments in gratitude and be thankful for him, and be thankful for all of those that have gone before us that have sown and allowed us to reap the harvest. I love you, I bless you, and I give thanks that indeed you too have a dream, and so it is. Amen.
Hey!
turn your dreams into reality.
Great. I thought the music was so great for the lesson, Patty. I did. It was just great. It just summarized the whole thing. Thank you very much. Let's receive our tithes and our gifts and our offerings. And if you've been fed in any way, I invite you to make a gift to Unity Minneapolis, those of you that are streaming with us today. We also invite you to make that gift on a secured website. So let's just take our gift in our hand. If you're giving it with someone, hold it together. You truly have the power to bless it together. I'll affirm our church offertory blessing once and then ask you to affirm it with me, then silently. Divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Together, divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. And now silently. Thank you, God. Amen. So let us take just a moment, center ourselves again in this one presence and one power. And we bless these gifts. We bless the gifts that's been received in the mail this week. We bless those participating in our consistent giving program, unexpected income program. We bless all of these gifts and we send them forth to fulfill our vision and mission of a transformed world. Thank you. Thank you, God. And so it is, and so we let it be. Amen. I dreamed this music team in place. Did you know it? Years ago, and I want to appreciate it, okay? Wow, it's been a great morning for me, and I sincerely hope for you. And next week, we're going to continue our series together. And that series is, do you expect your ship to come in this year?
Yes.
Do you expect it? Yes. Well, if you don't expect it, it's not going to happen. You know, look at the front of, you know, wonderful, wonderful, fortunate you. This is the year the ship comes in for you, okay? So expect it. Also, tomorrow, Monday, our offices and our community, we will be closed all day tomorrow in honor of Dr. King's, Martin Luther King. So let's, I hear children out there, let's stand together, let's bring them in together.
We are walking in the light, in the light, in the light. We are walking in the light of God.
Good morning.
Oh my gosh.
The Young Emerging Spirits are in a unit on family, and today we were really focused on where we fit in our family, and then our church family, and then of course we're all part of God's family. And so we are creating a unity family tree upstairs with little photos and leaves with everybody's name. Please stop up and see what they've been up to this morning.
You know, I'm from the South, so my mother would say about a mess of turnips. You ever heard that expression before? A mess of turnips. It's a large group of turnips. We have a mess of kids up here. Don't we love them? Don't we love them this morning? I want to thank you for allowing your kids to be with us today, and let's applaud our kids and our volunteers. Aren't they great? Wow. Let us know together our prayer for protection and our peace song. Together we know that the light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. And the presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are,
God is,
and all is well.
in honor of Patti LaBelle. The five tones.